Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Sunday, September 15th, kicks off Hispanic Heritage Month, 30 days of uplifting contributions made by those whose roots trace back to Spanish-speaking nations and U.S. territories. This year, folks in St. Louis with connections specifically to Mexico have a unique opportunity to celebrate Mexican Independence Day early, and to do so with special dispensation from Mexico's government. Leticia Seitz has made her home in St. Louis for over 25 years. She's the owner of Arte Rojo STL, which is organizing that special event to honor the anniversary of Mexico's independence. She joins us now to share how she contributes to keeping Mexican St. Louisans connected to culture, family, and friends back in Mexico, and keeps them connected here to important resources and to one another. Leticia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Leticia, your identity as a Mexican-American and a St. Louisan not only drives what you do for a living, but also how you live. When it comes to Arte Rojo STL, how does that reflect these parts of your identity?
When I'm thinking about Arte Rojo, I'm thinking that I'm very close to Mexico. And Mexico is in my house. It's in my dresses. It's in my skin. So thinking about me as a Mexican-American is bring more culture to my own heritage. It's accompanying me every time, every day. Every single day I'm Mexican, and every single day I speak Spanish, every single day I cook. But it's a memory that I have with my families and my the family that I create here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. What exactly is Arte Rojo St. Louis, and what made you feel like it was necessary to start that here?
Arte Rojo, for me, is one of those spots that you can find Mexican fine art. Everything handmade, everything is connected with my roots. And what I feel that is needed here is because as immigrant, you need to feel like somebody is close to you, like your culture is close to you. So I decide to open this boutique, folk art boutique, because I have the pride to be Mexican, but also to share my culture, to share who is making my dresses, who is making the art that I have in my store. So yes, it's so important for us to know who in town is connected still with your roots and can bring you a little piece of joy.
Right. Now, in the 25 years or so you've lived in St. Louis, you've also started something called Conectando Raíces Radio. Tell us what that is, Leticia, and what is its purpose?
Conectando Raíces Radio and En Contacto con Leticia, that is my talk program, is a tool that we use for everybody who speaks Spanish to be close to our culture and also to our families. We use the Conectando Raíces Radio in order to our families in Mexico. We're willing to connect our radio station through the app and have conversation with their family here in the United States. So we match the communication with them, and they say, you know what, your son is here, and he's going to dedicate you a song. Uh-huh. So the mom is like, oh, my son is in the radio, and he's, you know, have the time for me to listen a song. So it's that part of what we do in Conectando Raíces Radio, but also it's music, it's life, it's What are you cooking, Mom? What do you have? Who's in the house right now? So it's a big connection that we have with our families in Mexico too.
What inspired the idea to host a talk show of that kind?
It's being an immigrant, sometimes it's kind of hard to find the ways that you can find somebody. Well, at the time that I came 25 years ago, it was kind of difficult for me to connect with people who speak my own language and also who has a little bit of resources. So the radio start doing that, giving some information about the Mexican consulate, giving information about this is going to be a legal clinic, organization is going to give you ESL classes. So I started connecting the services that we have in the city through the community. So that's also a good tool for me and for the people who make services or they have services for the community. We make the connection between the radio.
So it's connections abroad as well as ones that are local.
Yes, yes.
Now, Conectando Raíces Radio also earned honors from the president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. This was recently, and it was honored by the First Continental Meeting of Independent Communicators. Now, I'm married into a family that maintains close connections to Korea, so I personally understand why keeping up with goings on, you know, and current culture is so important. But what is it, Leticia, that makes presidential recognition of Mexicans abroad and in places like St. Louis so significant?
Yes, it is. It was an extremely great opportunity because AMLO, we call him AMLO, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is the most loved president in the world right now. So the Mexican community, many of the Mexican community, when they know that I was in Mexico in the presidency, they told me, give him a hug, tell him thank you. We are visible thanks to him. So it was a kind of compliment for me to tell them and have the chance to represent the Mexican community in this event was amazing because it's not just my work, it's for my community, the communities that we serve is right there. I had the chance to go, but also I bring the dreams, I bring the tears of the people who love the president of Mexico. So for Conectando Raíces the Radio is a big opportunity, but also a big responsibility to continue the work that we've been doing.
Now you're back in St. Louis from that trip to Mexico, and you're now gearing up for Fiesta Mexicana to celebrate Mexican Independence Day, which is September 16th, not May 5th.
Exactly.
So it is the first time that you, under Arte Rojo STL, are hosting a celebration for that occasion. Now, other than setting the record straight on that matter about when Mexican Independence Day is, why did you decide to host a celebration this year?
Well, with Arte Rojo is the first time, but we were celebrating with Latinos in Acción, that is a nonprofit organization. We create Mexican Independence Day on Cherokee Street, and we did it before the pandemic. So it was a family festival, and everybody was there. We have the Cry of Dolores with the Mexican consulate. But after the pandemic, we stopped doing that. Now, this year is the first time that we are going to do a Fiesta Mexicana, that is a dinner or gala dinner in this type of event. And also is why we're doing this, because we have Latino Fest or we have Hispanic Fest, but also Mexico is something else. Mexico has their own celebration, and Mexico is very rich in celebrations. So for us to be Mexican in this country or around the world is representing something very special because it's the beginning of the holidays for us, But also, I think this year especially, because Obrador is leaving, but also is Claudia coming, mm-hmm. the new president, is having this fiesta. Fiesta Mexicana for us, always as a Mexican, we have fiesta for everything. Why not?
Yeah, reasons to celebrate.
Why not this year doing and you're right, Cinco de Mayo is not the Mexican Independence Day. Mm-hmm. This is the real one.
Right. Yeah. So what is it that people can look forward to at the event, which is on Saturday, September 14th?
Yes, we have the chance and we have the authorization for the Mexican presidency doing the day before the real date, that is September 15th. So the president let us do it before him because it's a protocol of things that we have to follow. Mm. But he said, yes, everybody who is living out of Mexico, they can do it before than me. So we're going to have a big fiesta. I think that is amazing because having mariachis is a big representation of the Mexicans here. Mm-hmm. Mariachis, we're going to have Mariachi Los Reyes, but also we're going to have Mexican dances, folklore, with a dancer society that they're going to be dancing with for us. And we're going to have Emerson Magaña and Mauricio Villanueva. They are amazing, amazing singers, and they're going to play guitars, and they're going to be music, live music. And it's going to be amazing. They are great. And also we're going to have DJ Wild Horse, because obviously we need to dance a little bit. And the most important thing in the ceremony, in the fiesta, is going to be the ceremony of the Cry of Dolores that is represented by the Mexican government. In this occasion, Oscar Soberanes, who is the Mexican community consul, he's coming to do the Cry of Dolores. So the big ceremony is going to be at 8, mm-hmm. and it's going to be amazing. Right. So, yeah.
I think a lot of the time when we think of heritage-related celebrations or festivals, so much of it can feel like it is about the past. What is it about what Fiesta Mexicana is doing that brings together not only people, you know, from different places of Mexican origin, what brings people together generationally?
It's the connection that we have. We have, for example, our kids right now in the United States, they're getting married with another cultures. Mm. And other cultures, we know a little bit of them, but they might need to know a little bit of Mexico, because everybody in Mexico is like, with tacos and tequila, everything is okay. Yeah, but it's more than that. It's passion, it's celebration, but it's love, but it's family, but it's food, but it's everything in there. So to do in Fiestas Mexicanas is still keeping the kids here, tell them what is our history, but also what is going to be your story in the future. So it's keeping the flame alive, or who you were come from. It's like, I'm living here 25 years, but I still smell and think the coffee of my grandma making in the morning, and I still smell it. Or my mom cooked some beans with salsa and tortillas. And the memories that I have, even the years can pass, and I'm still having the same reaction every time that I smell a coffee or something like that. Like, oh, my grandma is here.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So this is the continuation for us and our responsibility to teach the new generation what Mexicans really are with our heritage and with our past. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to keep going to share our culture.
Yeah. Fiesta Mexicana, it is for those of Mexican descent or heritage, But what is it that you would like for people who don't have that heritage to better understand about what it means to be Mexican in St. Louis? And what is it that they can learn from an event like Fiesta Mexicana?
Fiesta Mexicana is going to be the spot for everybody who wants to live that experience. For example, we have schools who are teachers, who are ESL teachers or Spanish teachers, who might need be deeply involved with what is the Mexican community for real. And I think having Fiesta Mexicana is the opportunity to know more about the Mexican community, but also how we can connect in order to ask, because you can ask everything to us. You can ask everything from, in my case, you can ask me why I'm here or where I come from, and I can tell you, because always we have questions about Mexico, and you see the news, you see, listen to the radio, for example, and you might have some questions. Why not to have the chance to go to Fiestas Mexicana and see who can connect you and who can answer the question that you have?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You're wearing a beautiful traditional dress with embroidery. It is black, and then around the chest area and the neckline, there's embroidery in blue and green, a lighter color blue. What outfit will you be wearing at the Fiesta Mexicana?
That's it, a big surprise.
Okay.
But I have it already. It's going to be, obviously, all the clothes that Arte Rojo has is handmade. It's sometimes years doing a dress like this, or 3 months, depends who is making it and what area are you asking for them to do it. And Arte Rojo has that the chance. If you want something unique, we can make it for you. Nobody else is going to have it, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
This dress, nobody have it in San Luis. So this is the guarantee of Arte Rojo, that nobody is going to have the same thing that you. So yes, I have my outfit already, and you need to go to the Fiesta Mexicana to see what I'm going to put.
Okay. Leticia Seitz is owner of Arte Rojo STL and organizer of Fiesta Mexicana. Leticia, thanks so much for coming in today, and best of luck with the event this weekend.
Gracias, and everybody's welcome to know more about Mexico. Gracias.
This episode was produced, recorded, and edited by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.